T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So we wanted to give you an update today. We haven't had an update for the press in a few days, so we thought it was time. We've been here working, trying to reach an agreement with Catholic Health that would end the strike and bring our employees back to work. And unfortunately, I don't think that we're there yet. We did deliver a counter proposal to Catholic Health today, and it really deals with our continuing concerns and primary issues, which are, number one, an ironclad commitment to end the work conditions and the horrid work conditions and the staffing problems that our members are facing inside the facilities. We want to make sure that we're able to take back fair wage increases, market competitive wage increases for everybody in our bargaining units. And we want to make sure that any concessions that Catholic Health proposed are off the bargaining table. So I know Catholic Health has been putting their proposals out in the press. They've put their proposals out to our members, and I just want to be very clear that the proposals that they are putting out are misleading. The staffing language that they are proposing to us has what they kind of classify as wiggle room. The language we are looking for is ironclad nurse-to-patient or provider-to-patient ratios. And we've had experiences before where a little wiggle room that leads to an hour or two of not meeting ratios leads to 4 hours of not meeting ratios, which leads to a shift of not meeting ratios. And then we're back to where we are right now. And the one thing our members have made very clear to us is that there is no going backwards. We are out here for a reason, and that reason is to fix the staffing issues inside Mercy Hospital and St. Joseph Hospital and Kenmore Mercy Hospital. And we are fully committed to our members not to bring an agreement back to them to look at unless we have dealt with those issues to our satisfaction. And I know that they have talked about the fact that they want to hire 250 new employees, which is exactly where we found ourselves in 2016. You know, they promised us that they were going to hire a certain number of employees, and they hit that number, and then once they hit it, things just deteriorated down to conditions even worse than they were before we started bargaining in 2016. So I just want to make sure that our members understand and the community understands that this isn't about playing games or trying to delay a strike. Catholic Health continues to say that only CWA can end the strike. And that is just not right. They have the power to put a proposal on the table that will bring this strike to an end. They know exactly what we need and why we need it. And it's within their power to put that language on the table and bring the strike to an end. So we need to make sure that Catholic Health is as committed to safe staffing as we are. The other problem is in terms of the wages, and they're putting out these huge increases that people are going to receive. But I just want to give you a couple of numbers. So over at Catholic Health right now, the number of RNs that we represent is approximately 1,100. And their proposal would give less than a 3% increase to enough people so that they would have to be get a partial raise and then a partial lump sum. So, and if I wasn't clear on that, let me just say it a little bit more clearly. So the RNs would receive an increase that could be a partial increase and a partial lump sum, or a lump sum, and it would not fully affect their base rate. And if we can't negotiate a wage that affects their base rate, then they are going to continue to fall behind what other nurses in the community are making. Right now, when we look at Kaleida Health, an RN with 8 years of service is making about $1.90 an hour more than a comparable nurse with the experience and years of service at Catholic Health. And folks are doing the same work. So it has those type of issues that we are trying to correct at the bargaining table. And while there's a focus on staffing and wages, there are still concessions, although they're minor. They have moved a number of concessions off the table, but there are still concessions on the table as it relates to co-pays for prescription drugs and doctor visits, other medical visits. There are still 34 open items on the bargaining table. It's not like we're just talking about staffing and wages. And if they're having difficulty putting the money on the table for wages, you would think that some of the language issues they would resolve in favor of the workers. There are a number of issues that we have been passing paper on for months that just need to be ended and need to be set aside so we really can give our full attention to the primary issues that are still on the bargaining table. So we know that our members are out there and holding the line strong. They have been very clear with us that we're doing our part, and we just want the bargaining committee to know that you have our support and you do whatever it takes to get us the contract that we deserve. And that's what we intend to do while we're here. So I don't know if there are any questions related to this, but we'd be more than happy to answer questions.
Debbie, I saw that there's a GoFundMe for the workers that are on strike. I know that with this being into the second week, strike benefits don't take effect for 14 days. How can people help the public? Can they donate to this GoFundMe? Are there different ways that CWA members are helping each other during this time?
Yeah, the support from the community and from organized labor in Western New York and from CWA in Western New York and across the state has just been phenomenal. There's the GoFundMe page, but there's also a solidarity fund that Local 1133 has started. So if there are members that get into financial duress right away, we can help them. We want to make sure that no one loses a home or an apartment or a vehicle or suffers any kind of significant financial hardship if we have the ability to help them. So the local also started a little food bank in the office. Our members at St. Joe's did a food drive. So they collected a ton of food and used that to start the little food pantry that we have going on there. So, you know, the local number is 828-1133. And anybody that wants to help in any way, if they reach out to the local will work with them. Thank you. So it's not uncommon when you're in bargaining for an employer to say this is our final offer or our last best and final offer. And if we weren't on strike, I think that would have a little bit more meaning. But right now we're out. We have our members out on strike. And it's critically important for Catholic Health not to be focused so much on their last offer, but what is the offer that will get people back in the door. And that's what we're really working towards up there is because despite what Catholic Health says, the national union or the district, we don't, you know, bargain a contract behind closed doors and then come and tell the members this is the deal. The bargaining committee has the full authority to negotiate the agreement. We vote on everything that goes across the table. Our bargaining committee will decide what is the agreement that we can take back that we know will be ratified. And Catholic Health knows that process as well. So they know, for example, that this proposal they have on the table for 1,100 RNs won't get ratified. And we've been very clear with them on that. It's three bargaining units, 1,100 people. It won't get ratified. So you have an obligation to keep bargaining with us and to keep talking with us, because we got to get these people back in the door where they're out and then make sure that our folks at Kenmore Mercy Hospital and St. Joseph Hospital get the wages that they deserve as well. Well, we're still doing bargaining right now today, so we haven't called it quits for today. We do have a membership meeting at 7:30 tonight, so that might create a deadline that we have to meet. But we're committed to coming back every day until we get it done. And I think except for maybe Sunday, because there was a lot of away from the table discussion going on, we've been here, and that's the plan. So my guess is that we'll be here tomorrow, and we'll continue, to work towards an agreement.
Is it unusual for both sides to be using the media and the press as much as they have? And if so, is that a sign of a lack of trust that kind of things aren't staying behind closed doors? It's kind of all out in the open?
So that's a really interesting question, because the press, once this becomes a story, really kind of follows us. So we are constantly being bombarded with calls for interviews and stories. And that's okay, because this is a story in Western New York and Buffalo. When you have a hospital that's on strike, people want to know what's going on. So we don't mind talking about it. My preference is never to bargain in the press, because I don't think that that's the way to get things done. And I was actually somewhat distressed that the hospital is putting out so much detail in terms of what their proposal is, because you can't take 34 open items and 100 pages worth of proposals and put it in something this big and expect that it's going to be an honest depiction of what's actually going on in bargaining. And I think part of the hospital's strategy is to create a wedge between, you know, the leaders in the local and the district, and to make the members, try and make the members think that there's this wonderful offer out there and we're just not bringing it back for a vote. And that's just not true. So we know we have a very experienced bargaining committee, And I know these folks will know when the offer is there that'll get the deal done, get the strike over, our members will ratify, and that's when we'll bring it back. No, I mean, we do not have a final offer on the table. And as a matter of fact, when we gave them our economic package, we told them that we have room for movement and we're totally committed to trying to figure out what is the most fair, equitable way. I don't want to say to spend the money, but to allocate the money that's there and then look at the additional money that we'll need to get an agreement. But, you know, we would never say we're done, this is our last, best, and final offer, or walk away from bargaining, because it's just not the role of the union. The role of the union, I mean, in all the years of I've been doing this, is kind of, you know, when the going gets tough, we just have to roll up our sleeves and work even harder than we have for all the months that we've been here. And I have to tell you, this bargaining committee has been incredibly dedicated to getting that job done. Our committee is awesome. They represent their membership well, and they make it very clear to me, sometimes in no uncertain terms, that we are not moving on this. We need this in order to get a contract. So it's a great group of people. They're doing a great job.
And that counterproposal is a direct counter to their economic proposal?
So there are economic components to our package proposal, yes.
Now, I know that you said that safe staffing is something that's really important for you right now. And there was state legislation that was passed to try and fix the ratio within hospitals among nurses with the base fines. And the hospitals have to draw up plans to show that they're doing this by July 2022. Are you guys advocating for something that the state is already working to change?
The position that we've taken at the bargaining table is we're here. We have people elected to represent their members. Let's get the ratios negotiated, and then we have a year plus to work at implementation. So we were thrilled with the state legislation because it is the biggest step that we've taken towards getting nurse to patient and care provider to patient ratios. But you also can't ignore the opportunity that we have now to get it done and then spend 12 to 14 months trying to work and help Catholic Health get people in the door. And we've made it clear to them that we are committed to that. If we, you know, can work out the language on ratios, then we all have something to be proud of. And that is something that we can hold up and tell people, come and work here, because these are the guarantees you're going to have on the floors.
We're, you know, obviously not in the room with you guys when you're doing these negotiations. I know that when you all first went back to the table after the strike began, you said that things were a little bit more respectful. What is it like in there now? Is tension higher or kind of same?
I would say the tension is a little bit higher. It's really tough to keep all of the emotion out of it because people have been working long and hard. And there is a certain fatigue factor that sets in, which is just normal human, you know, reaction to the situation that people are in. We always try and keep it respectful and to the point, but there are times when there's a little yelling and screaming because that also serves a point in negotiations as well. Excuse me. Any other questions or anything else? All right. If not, thanks very much, folks. We appreciate you taking the time to come out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.